This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump backed away from calling for a complete quarantine for coronavirus hotspots in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, instead directing Saturday night that a strong travel advisory be issued to stem the spread of the outbreak. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence tweeted that the CDC was urging residents of the three states to refrain from non-essential travel for the next 14 days. The notion of a quarantine had been advocated by governors, including Republican Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, who sought to halt travelers from the heavily affected areas to their states. But it drew criticism from the leaders of the states in question, who warned it would spark panic in a populace already suffering under the virus. The coronavirus continued its unrelenting spread across the United States, and fatalities doubled in 2 days, with authorities saying Saturday that an infant who tested positive had died. It pummeled big cities like New York, Detroit, New Orleans, and Chicago, and made its way, too, into rural America, as hotspots erupted in small Midwestern towns and Rocky Mountain sky havens. Elsewhere, Russia announced the full border closure, while in parts of Africa, pandemic prevention measures took a violent turn, with Kenyan police firing tear gas and officers elsewhere seen on video hitting people with batons. Worldwide, infections surpassed the 660,000 mark, with more than 30,000 deaths. Even as coronavirus cases mount in Latin America's largest nation, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has staked out the most deliberately dismissive position of any major world leader, calling the pandemic a momentary minor problem and saying strong measures to contain it are unnecessary. This is VOA News.